Today's Q&A is, sometimes I don't know if my intuition is trying to give me a message or if I'm just making it up. My emotions tend to be all over the place and I can't tell if I'm hearing things or if it's something that I should act on. So this is a great question, and the root behind it is, what are the signs that a message you're getting is from your intuitive voice or from your fear or wishful thinking? So here are three signs of your intuitive voice. The first is, if it's truly your intuition, it will be consistent, right? Even if it's a situation or a message about something uncomfortable or something that is a warning, it will be consistent and repetitive, right? It feels like a little nudge. Sometimes it's subtle, sometimes it's really, really, really loud. The second sign that it is your intuition, it's emotionally neutral. So our intuition doesn't actually care one way or another how we feel about the message. It just is what it is. So again, check the tone of the message you're receiving. If you're emotionally all over the place, definitely consider getting grounded before asking the question again, and know that your intuitive voice will be calm. Even if it's a dangerous situation, right? It's very emotionally neutral. And then the last sign that it's your intuitive voice is usually your intuition will tell you a message in an affirmative statement. So our intuition is there to help us move forward. It's there to help you go, to a place where you aren't, right? So it's not going to say, don't do this. It might say, consider this. Do this, call this person, check it again, something feels off, right? It will not say, don't do this, something bad could happen. That is very likely a fear place. And you know that it's fear because it'll be emotionally up and down. And it will tell you what not to do versus what to do. So let's review that again. The three signs that it is your intuitive voice versus fear or wishful thinking. First, it's consistent and repetitive. Two, it's emotionally neutral, even when the message delivered is uncomfortable. And three, it will give you a message in an affirmative statement with something that you can move forward from versus something you need to avoid. If you'd like to learn more about how to trust your intuition, consider signing yourself up for Bulletproof Intuition, 5 weeks to master the art of decision making. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, the more that you can strengthen this muscle of your intuition, the stronger it will get, the clearer your messages will be, and the more you will trust yourself and make the right decision the first time. This is Deanna Jarrell. If you'd like more tips, sign up for free weekly updates at deannajarrell.com.